Radio Broadcasting, Radio in Girona.
This is Radio Girona. Here, EAJ38, Radio Girona. Friends, we want you to listen to this radio station. Now we have a voice.
What I have just read are the first words the people of Girona heard in the first local radio broadcast on December 10th, 1933. The voice was obviously not mine, I'm not so old. But it was a woman's voice, the voice of Franzina Boris, a young woman at the time who was just starting a long and brilliant career behind a microphone. She's another one of the pioneers we should remember. It goes without saying that radio today is just another medium and it has to compete directly with the internet, social media and television. But at that time, during the 1930s, the radio was, together with the written press and cinema, the only way to communicate about current events. Radio Girona brought the news, advertisements, and the shows and concerts performed in the city's theaters to the general public. And listeners could also even hear the results of matches played by Girona Football Club, founded in 1930. The first broadcast of a sporting event on local radio, however, was not until 1945 and covered a match played by Girona Hockey Club. During the Franco dictatorship, the station, now called Radio España Girona, broadcast in favor of the regime. However, the goodwill and constant work of some of its employees kept the station alive. And with the recovery of democracy, it continued to provide the public with a service up until today. Most of the equipment in the display cases forms part of the collection by Jaume Pol, a former technician at Radio Girona, who devoted himself to collecting these radios. Some of them were produced by Optimus, a company based in Girona and still active today.